The second function of a traditional mythology is to present an image of the world as men know it in their time, through which that sense of wonder will come, so that the whole of the world, every object in it, and of the society, becomes, as it were, a holy picture through which the revelation of wonder shines. And that was the function of the old arts, to let the sense of wonder be seen through things. Things become radiant of that being of beings which shines through us all. Well, there's no more wonderful world than that which the scientists are showing to us today. And the pity of it is that our literary people feel themselves alienated from that. There's this funny idea in our academic life of two societies, the society of science, the society of arts and letters. This is a false division. One of the problems, I think, of that young woman who spoke of hating life was that she hadn't learned to put together what science is showing us about the prodigious nature of life, the sublime nature of the universe, and her own precious studies in the humanities.